Welcome to the amazing journey with Mark Hamilton, revealing the 3,000-year-old secret, brought to you by the National Executive Committee. My name is Michael Dilworth, and I am the chairman of the National Executive Committee, and I am bringing you the 12 Visions Party weekly update for June 27th, 2012. First up, less than 24 days away is the 2012 NeoThink World Summit, where we will also be nominating the first ever presidential and vice presidential candidates for the 12 Visions Party. It's less than 24 days away. There's still plenty of room at the summit for you. If you have not registered yet and you plan on going, please do go register. It's in your best interest to pre-register because there is limited space available. So make sure you go to tvpmember.com and register. It is $65 to register. Please pay ahead of time so that way we can lock in your place at the NeoThink World Summit. Go to tvpmember.com. If you plan on paying by check, we'll need to have your check in by July 11th. That's the cutoff date, and we need to have your payments, if you pay by credit card, online by July 11th as well. Everything after that will have to be paid at the door. So make sure you register before July 11th. Actually, register as soon as possible. And make sure you follow up with payment as soon as possible, no later than July 11th. That's where we're going to have to cut off the prepayments for the people who have pre-registered. So make sure you're sending in your checks as soon as possible and following up with payment as soon as possible as well. Again, less than 24 days away. Unfortunately, there's no more room at the hotel for the room block that we had. However, there are rooms available there outside of our room block, which means you have to pay the regular price. And there are also other hotel accommodations available in the area. So you can still come, even though our room block is completely full. We can only block so many rooms, and unfortunately for some people, that room block is full. So again, there are rooms available at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. However, our room block that we had available is no longer available. So you'll have to find other accommodations or make your reservations outside of our room block at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Okay, and if you have any questions regarding the World Summit, if you're having a hard time registering, you have any other questions, you can call the TVP hotline at 1-866-597-7246. Again, 1-866-597-7246. You'll call that number, leave a message, and one of our visionaries will give you a call back as soon as possible. Now, a note regarding the TVP hotline. This last weekend, we had some technical difficulties with the hotline. So if you called the hotline over the weekend and you did not get a call back, we apologize. We had some technical difficulties with the telephone system. That has been cleared up. And if you called and left a message, please call back. That way we can address your concerns or your questions. All right, on to some exciting news. The 12 Visions store, tvpstuff.com, again, tvpstuff.com, is now open for business. This is the 12 Visions Party store. This is where all the 12 Visions Party visionaries can go to find ways to support the 12 Visions Party. There are several 12 Visions Party products on there related to the 12 Visions Party. And all of those products go to help support the 12 Visions Party. Right now, there are relatively few products on the website. We have some very nice pins and buttons and things of that nature on there. But soon, we will have much more. However, it is open for business now. We do have some great deals on there, some great items. So go to tvpstuff.com. Check it out. Register for the newsletter. That way you'll get updated on products the new products that are coming down the line, which we do have some coming, and just check it out. And if you find something that you like, go ahead and purchase it. And we do have a grand opening special going on. If you decide to purchase something between now and July 4th, we have a 1 week promotion going on. And if you buy anything and your total is over $30 and you use the promo code PRIMELAW, again, promo code PRIMELAW, you will get a 5% discount. That is our grand opening promotion that we have available for you. Again, anything over $30, make sure you use the promo code PRIMELAW to get your extra 5% discount. Again, go to tvpstuff.com. That is the 12 Visions Party store. And make sure you register for the newsletter. That way you're getting updates on new products when they come available. Okay, I want to talk to everybody about something, and that is related to the prime law. And it is, of course, initiatory force. You know, everybody agrees that initiatory force is bad, and everybody agrees with what the prime law says, but not everybody agrees on what initiatory force actually is. So I want to talk a little bit about that. But first, the prime law, the fundamental of protection. Preamble, the purpose of human life is to prosper and live happily. The function of government is to provide the conditions that let individuals fulfill that purpose. The prime law guarantees those conditions by forbidding the use of initiatory force, fraud, or coercion by any person or group against any individual, property, or contract. Article 1. No person, group of persons, or government shall initiate force, threat of force, or fraud against any individual's self, property, or contract. Article 2. Force is morally and legally justified only for protection from those who violate Article 1. Article 3. No exceptions shall exist for Articles 1 and 2. As you heard and as you may be familiar with, initiatory force is a big part of that prime law. By the way, the prime law will be an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That is the purpose of the 12 Visions Party, is to get the prime law. Well, one of the purposes, an ultimate purpose of the 12 Visions Party, is to get that prime law amendment amended to the Constitution and to be set as the prime law of the land all across the world. Initiatory force, as I said before I read the prime law to you, is something that we all agree is bad and that we all agree we must be protected from by the government. But not everybody agrees on what initiatory force is. So I'm just going to give you a few tidbits about initiatory force. Now before I get into what initiatory force is, I'm going to ask you, what is initiatory force to you? Can you explain initiatory force? Can you give an example of what initiatory force is? Think about it, because it is important. About initiatory force. The initiation of force is the start or the beginning of the use of physical and or legal coercion, violence, or restraint. This is to be distinguished from retaliatory force. It can be understood as the difference between two or more individuals getting into a fist fight. Whoever threw the first punch is the initiator of force or the aggressor, while the person being attacked is the victim. And that victim is using non-initiatory force or retaliatory force if they fight back. There are two main types of force initiation. There is direct physical force and legal force. The initiation of legal force is the use of government or legal proceedings to indirectly coerce a non-aggressor. Direct physical force includes all kinds of physical violence and coercion. Now, initiatory force can only be committed by an individual or a group. It can be committed by an individual or group, such as a government. However, it can only be committed as an action coming from a conscious human being. It takes a conscious choice to initiate, or in other words, create anything. All other entities meaning anything that can be identified, that are not conscious, only act in their nature and are unconsciously reacting to forces which are applied to them. Now, this is important to point out when talking about initiatory force, because it takes away the false notion that the individual must be protected by government in every aspect, such as from poverty, from natural disasters, from poor health, from ignorance, etc. With the prime law, this reinforces personal individual responsibility. As said in the prime law, the government can only protect the people from initiatory force. For the government to protect from anything else would require initiatory force. There are countless examples that prove that government cannot do anything well with initiatory force outside of protection from initiatory force. Another tidbit about initiatory force is important is that the fact that force cannot be committed on oneself. A mentally healthy adult makes voluntary choices about what he or she does to oneself, and nobody can stop them from doing whatever it is, as long as they are not initiating force upon another person. It does not matter if the choices are harmful or beneficial to that person, because it's their choice. This makes things like drug use, gambling, alcohol use, etc., legally acceptable. Only when those things are done, and as a direct consequence, they harm somebody else, is when it becomes unethical. Some of those things may not be good for the individual. You may not like those. I may not like those things. But because of this, in essence, they are none of your business, and they're none of my business. And neither should they be the business of any other authority, such as the government. Some things to ponder, some things to think about regarding initiatory force. I suggest going back and listening to this update one more time to hear those little tidbits about initiatory force. There's so much more to talk about when coming to initiatory force, because everybody has a different point of view. Everybody has a different idea of what initiatory force is. But the bottom line is, we have to stay objective when determining what initiatory force is. Staying objective and following the rule of law, which is spelled out perfectly in the prime law. So again, some little tidbits about initiatory force. As I said, there's so much more, but I only have a little bit of limited time, so I picked out some of my favorite points regarding initiatory force. Again, I suggest going back and listening to it again. Some good stuff there for you to listen to. All right, this has been the weekly update for June 27th, 2012. My name is Michael Dilworth from the National Executive Committee. It has been my pleasure bringing you the weekly update. Thank you.